Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You can call in and talk about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Because anything goes, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. Whatever you want. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. So if you've got broadband, you can take advantage of our broadband stream. If you don't, we have a dial-up stream just for you as well. So pretty much anybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And you should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right. So, as always, we tend to bring things in that we want to talk about. But, of course, this is your show. So, if you want to take control, feel free, 800-259-9231. What seems to still be on everybody's minds, at least, is the hurricane, Hurricane Katrina. And we talked about it last night. Last night we focused on a story from LouRockwell.com called Superdome of Shame, where instead of doing what everybody else is doing on talk radio, and that is soliciting donations, and, you know, again, I don't want to sound like we're being callous or anything like that. We just don't like doing what everybody else is doing in talk radio. So if you want to give money to various different charities, you can go to the Red Cross's website. You can go and search around on Google. I'm sure you'll find plenty of charities that will be happy to take your money and distribute it to those people who are very much in need right now.
Properly, I'm sure.
Yeah, in Louisiana and Mississippi. So we are encouraging you to be charitable and help these people out. But we're going to point out some areas that, well, personally I have a problem with. And last night we were talking about how the people at the Superdome were being mistreated by their captors, if you will. These people were flowing in, looking for help, looking for a place to find a respite from the storm. And the government was almost strip-searching them in order to let them inside. I'm being facetious with that, but they were literally going through the minutiae, the women's compacts, looking for things, looking for contraband, attempting to get people in trouble for bringing, you know, something to comfort them along with them, whether it be alcohol or prescription pills, which you had to have photo ID in order to have prescription pills. And that led me to think, well, gosh, what if you ran out of your house in a rush and, I don't know, maybe there's floodwaters coming down your street and you kind of had to get out quickly and you maybe weren't able to grab your driver's license, but you were able to grab your heart medication that you might actually need to stay alive. And then they're going to turn you away because you don't have your identification. Stuff like that. Stuff that was going on that deserves to be talked about. So tonight, we're going to talk about the other things going on in New Orleans. And if there was some news from Mississippi, I'd talk about that too. But everybody's focusing on New Orleans. So,
well, it is the one that's underwater.
Yes.
You know, completely.
Almost completely underwater.
And it's getting worse, isn't it?
The town's silly enough to be built below sea level.
Well, that's the first point that we need to talk about, because everybody's in the news articles, they're saying how big of a challenge this is, that the levees have broken and now the Army Corps of Engineers is on the job. They're trying to figure out what to do in order to get these problems fixed. And, you know, they're coming up with all these different ideas, and some of them are working a little bit and the rest of them are failing. And, you know, this is going to cost a lot of money in order to fix these problems. And then what about all the dead bodies that are floating around, the disease problem that's going to come from a result of that? I mean, the governor of Louisiana has ordered a total evacuation, I think, for 12 to 16 weeks, I saw in one article today. They're talking about not letting people back into the city for 3 months.
That's crazy. Crazy.
So now that they've ordered everybody out, there's people that aren't following the orders. There are people that are looting. And the media has been focusing quite a bit on the looters today.
Yeah.
It kind of brings me to this, to the point of, wait a minute, I thought that government was here to govern. I thought government was here to control and protect everybody. Because whenever we talk about getting the government out of certain things, and I'll go really far on this show and say we should get the government out of us, out of our lives completely, people say, well, you're an anarchist, and that's chaos. But look at what's happening in Louisiana. Look at New Orleans. You've got chaos. and government. Why is it they can't control this? Why is it they can't control the situation? Is it just that when things rain, get a little bit wet, the government totally loses control of everything?
I've got a
story about how the cops are actually looting.
No, they are.
In Louisiana.
Yeah. The cops are looting.
The cops
themselves.
Them.
Yes. They're
wow.
catching them.
Law enforcement efforts to contain the emergency left by Katrina. This from, the Times-Picayune. In parts of New Orleans on Tuesday, with some police officers and firefighters joining looters in picking stores clean. At the Walmart on Tupelo Street, an initial effort to hand out provisions to stranded citizens quickly disintegrated into mass looting. Authorities at the scene said bedlam erupted after the giveaway was announced over the radio. While many people carried out food and essential supplies, others cleared out the jewelry racks, carted out computers, TVs, and appliances on hand trucks. Some officers...
If it's wet, it's free! Have at you!
Some officers joined in, taking whatever they could, including one New Orleans cop who loaded a shopping cart with a compact computer and a 27-inch flat-screen television.
Nice!
Necessary provisions.
Officers claimed there was nothing they could do to contain the anarchy, saying their radio communications have broken down and they had no direction from commanders. You know, they're helpless.
You know, they're quick to shoot somebody on a drug raid. I understand they're stealing people's property here, and it's just okay.
One officer said, "We just don't have enough cops to stop it. A mass riot would break out if you tried." What good are you?
We got a mass riot already.
Yeah. Well, what good are you? Why are you even here? Are you just here to give people speeding tickets and harass drug users? Because you're certainly not stopping the real crime. Inside the store, the scene alternated between celebration and frightening bedlam. A shirtless man straddled a broken jewelry case, yelling, free samples over here. Another man rolled a mechanized pallet stacked 6 feet high with cases of vodka and whiskey.
Oh, boy.
Perched atop, they don't have that here in Florida Walmarts. Pallets full of vodka and whiskey.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I would think that
must be a New Orleans thing
would probably be the... they would probably have the loosest alcohol rules.
One man said police directed him to Walmart from Roberts Grocery, where a similar scene was taking place. A crowd in the electronics section said one officer broke the glass DVD case so people wouldn't cut themselves.
Protect and serve.
One man said the police got all the best stuff. They're crookeder than us. Most officers...
they're just... armed.
Yeah. Yeah. Most officers, though, simply stood by powerless against the tide of lawbreakers. One veteran officer said, "It's like this everywhere in the city. This tiny number of cops can't do anything about it." At least one officer tried futilely to control a looter through shame. Said, "When they take what you need, that doesn't mean an effing TV," the officer shouted to a looter. "This is a hurricane, not a free-for-all." Of course, didn't do anything.
Of course,
yelling at him.
Yeah.
Sandra Smith of Baton Rouge walked through the parking lot with a 12-pack of Bud Light under each arm, saying she came down here to get her daughters, but she can't find them. So instead, she grabbed some Bud Light.
A healthy substitute.
Yeah.
Well, now, if they told them to grab what they needed, she could be an alcoholic, and she considers that Bud Light's a need.
The scene turns so chaotic.
It's possible that she hasn't gone a day without Bud Light in years.
Ugh. The scene turned so chaotic at times that entrances were blocked by the press of people and shopping carts and traffic jams sprouted on surrounding streets. Some groups organized themselves into assembly lines to more efficiently cart off the goods. Tony Williams, 25, packed her trunk with essential supplies such as food and water, but said mass looting disgusted and frightened her. She says, "I didn't feel safe. Some people are going overboard." Inside the store, one woman was stocking up on makeup. She said she took comfort in watching police load up their own carts. "It must be legal," she said. "The police are here taking stuff, too." Oh, what a wonderful example to set for everyone.
Legal, but not right.
More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Why can't the cops control the anarchy in New Orleans? What are they good for? This is your show. You tell me. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there. The bulletin board system with thousands of posts, literally over 40,000 different posts for you to surf around through. Over 770 users interacting. It's all free and it's fun. freetalklive.com.
Give a calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-flowers.com's 1-800-flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake. Or celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL, and it works now.
You verified that.
I did. I got it all
fixed
now.
We had a complaint
now.
Come in last.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a miscommunication. I'm not going to claim responsibility for it because it really wasn't my responsibility.
Somebody didn't flip the right switch.
Yeah. Use code FTL at checkout and save 10% good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts.
That's right.
Call, click, or come in at 1-800-flowers.com. your florist of choice.
Cool. All right, so we're talking about New Orleans. And there's terror in the streets in New Orleans. People are looting, and the cops are doing nothing about it.
Well,
cops claim they can't do anything.
They're doing something about it.
They're joining in.
Damn straight.
We just read a story about how there are people who have spotted the cops themselves loading up shopping carts full of TVs and computers and
cameramen
things like that.
Have caught the cops themselves.
I believe it. And odds are, of course, none of them will get in trouble for it. But that's not what really I want to focus on. What I want to focus on is the whole idea that government's here to protect us, that mm-hmm. government is here to keep us safe
right.
from this sort of thing. The idea of America, the trade, the so-called social contract that everybody supposedly has, which, again, I have yet to see a copy of or yet to see my signature on one of these things. But the idea is that in return for citizenship, you give to the government the ability to govern you because we are a government. This government is a government by the consent of those who are governed. So to be governed in America, you have to consent to be governed by this government. And everybody is supposedly consenting by birth. You get a birth certificate and you mm-hmm. get your social security number. That's all supposedly showing that you're consenting to be governed. Whatever.
I don't see how.
Yeah, I don't either.
Anyway, that's the allegation. So the deal is supposed to be that in return for you being a good little citizen, you'll be protected. That's the gig. That's the trade between us and the state. That we be citizens and follow all their rules for good little citizens, follow all the laws that they make, which of course is impossible. It's impossible to know what all the laws are. We've touched on that plenty of times. Nobody could even begin to scratch the surface of even tax law, let alone all of the other different brands of law out
including
there.
The law enforcers.
Yes. So, regardless of how silly this deal is, that's what the deal's supposed to be. Now, when you do a little bit of digging, you find out that really that deal doesn't even exist anyway. They just pretend like it does. The cops have their to serve and protect little mantra that they go by. But they don't tell you the whole story. They're not here to serve and protect you. They're here to serve and protect themselves, obviously, and the state.
Yeah,
you know, the
Supreme Court's been very clear in its rulings that the cops are not obligated to protect or serve.
That's what I was
going
to get to. When you actually do that digging, you find the Supreme Court rulings, the law itself saying, well, when the cases come forward, when the
that's
cases...
That's unreasonable.
Yeah,
you can't expect cops to protect people.
So what are those words on their badges for?
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Good PR?
I guess.
That's all it is. It's public relations. It's all a bunch of lies and half-truths. So whenever one of these cases gets to the Supreme Court, and there have been several of them, the most recent one was back in June with a restraining order case. And some woman had, you know, somebody violated the restraining order that a woman had got against somebody, and she went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, cops don't have any obligation to enforce your restraining orders. Why'd you even bother getting one then? You must have thought that they had some sort of obligation to protect you.
Right.
And they don't. So here's more evidence. Here you go. New Orleans, Louisiana, people looting in the streets. The cops are saying things like, well, we can't do anything about this. Our radios are down and we don't have any orders to follow. They're helpless, by their own admission, helpless to a bunch of... these aren't criminal masterminds. These are people that are just going and taking stuff from storefronts.
It's a difficult situation, though, because apparently they've told the people remaining in New Orleans, which I think there was a mandatory evacuation.
Yes,
so
there is.
One could sort of say that, you know, tough luck, mm-hmm. but be that as it may, they've told the people, you know... Go out and get what you need from stores that are uh-huh. underwater and stuff. So they've sort of been told go get food and beverages. I mean, one could debate whether or not you needed to get a couple of gallons of Gatorade, but I probably would get a couple of gallons of Gatorade if I happened to be there getting other food.
If it's a life and death situation, I can understand taking, you know, the food in that case. It's theft and it's a violation of the property, but if you're going to ruin the entire store and your insurance is going to cover all the stuff inside it anyway, mm-hmm. it seems to me like it's either going to float away or somebody's going to take it. So you might as well let somebody take it. So to that end, I understand what the looters are doing. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just saying I understand it. And I just think it's interesting that the cops are completely helpless here. In fact, yes, some of the people in New Orleans right now are dangerous. I've heard something about, you know, armed men roaming the streets, gangs of armed men roaming the streets and looting. So certainly there are some looters who are more dangerous than others.
Well, right. Sure. I mean, New Orleans does have an extraordinarily high crime rate.
Yes, it does.
And in the current situation, you could see there's probably just, you know, gangs on rafts.
That's right.
It quickly comes down to the basic commodities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are probably doing their very best to steal canned food, gasoline, whatever money and gold they can get their hands on, mm-hmm. perhaps some electronics, and God help any women that are walking around unarmed escorted.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So I think it just points out that we really do live in anarchy today. The reason why we all get along is because we want to get along with one another. It's just a natural mode of society to interact without violence.
Yep.
There aren't people rioting in the streets here in Florida because there's no life or death situation. Okay, there's no flooding going on here. There's no natural disaster. And so I think that's what sparks this. You know, people need food. People need certain things. And then amongst those people who just have needs that they need to satisfy, there is also the criminal element that wants to take television sets and things like that. There's a core group of, most of the looters are just, I think, there to sustain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the few that are there to,
I think it quickly degenerates into anarchy, quite honestly.
It is anarchy. What I'm telling you is it is anarchy.
What I'm saying is that when you're going out to get your bread and milk or whatever,
you're saying it degenerates into chaos, which is not what anarchy is.
Please. I think that by and large, that's exactly what most people believe that the two
of them. Most people are wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I think that when people are going out to get their little staple foods and mm-hmm. all the stuff that they just intend to take because they need it, and they see other people taking stuff because they want it,
it's an opportunity.
They all take it.
I see what you're saying. And again, it's hard for me to really come down on those people because stuff's going to be ruined anyway. It's probably going to be lost. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about the looting situation. Do we live under anarchy? Does this just prove it? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR, available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1. Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring us anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. Right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they've got months worth of the show. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir.
Where am I?
I'm
going
to take control of the show and talk briefly about my favorite subject, and that's drugs.
What is it? Certain drugs.
Drugs.
Illicit substances.
Okay.
Well, I just got through listening to last night's show.
Yes.
And someone kind of had a problem with drugs going into that Superdome building, you know, when they were searching and stuff.
Yeah, somebody called in. They were listening up in Kansas City, and they didn't quite get it. They thought it was okay that people were being searched. They were kind of for the drug war, yes.
Well, they've fallen into the sort of line of the American public, which is, the drug war, yeah, the cops can do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to say that I've done quite a few different drugs growing up and been around people that have done a few drugs growing up.
Right.
Sure.
And
you've been in the drug culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
The only recreational drug that I've seen that tends to bring out people's violent side is alcohol. Everything else, sure, they have different effects, but I haven't seen it make anyone violent.
Well, PCP, PCP, to be fair, is pretty nasty stuff from what I'm,
told. From what I'm told as well. Now, that's one of the only things I haven't really been around, so I didn't really have too much experience.
That's because nobody uses it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think
from what I hear, it doesn't necessarily make you violent, just you're not sure exactly, you know, who you are or what you're doing, what's going on sort of thing.
Well, you tend to think that you can, walk through walls and just destroy anything you touch, I think. You think you're, like, superhuman on PCP.
And you don't feel pain on PCP, apparently.
Right.
You know, can be shot a couple times and, you know, keep on trucking.
Our board operator is pointing out that steroids also tend to make people more violent, more angry, and,
yes,
and that's true.
Rage.
As well.
Yeah, that's
that is
one.
True.
But none of this justifies making them illegal. None of it.
No, it's just...
Caffeine makes me angry and upset, volatile. It certainly does. I'm not making this up, that if I have too much caffeine, I get all upset and
right.
Things.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I was in your shoes, I'd be a mass murderer. Caffeine I drink.
Well, yeah, you drink like a four-shot espresso drink. I watched you get it there at Starbucks.
A couple of them. Actually, I think I'm up to about 12 shots of espresso a day.
Oh, my God.
Now, though,
problem.
I just stick to the natural stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
I'm fine with that.
Coffee's natural?
Yeah, coffee's natural, sure. So I drink coffee, but okay, I don't do, like, Coke or meth or anything like I used.
Good for you.
Sure.
The problem.
Well, I mean, not that I was a big, you know, do it all the time or anything, but, you know, I've had multiple experiences with them, so.
Your point about alcohol is, I think, the most salient, because it's a perfect example of the fact that just because a drug is dangerous doesn't necessarily mean it has to be illegal. Alcohol is probably the most dangerous drug. Not only does it encourage people who have violent sides to become more violent, but it also, it contributes to a variety of death. I mean, you've got people that crash their cars and, you know, tragedies that happen as a result of alcohol. And
alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning, oh, yeah. Sure. All the kids binge drinking, and I think it's a terrible drug, personally. However, I would never, ever consider asking anyone to outlaw it. I mean, it'd be crazy. It was crazy.
It doesn't work.
And as we've seen with the current drug war,
it doesn't work.
And it doesn't matter if it's drugs or alcohol or books. You can't outlaw something. I mean, if you outlaw books, it makes it more popular. If you outlaw drugs, it makes people want them more. Mm-hmm. They've got that forbidden fruit aspect to them. Yeah. In fact, I think we should even remove the drinking age, personally. How do you feel about that, David?
I have no problem with that myself, either. I mean, I think most kids that drink, well, you know, a lot of kids drink anyways, regardless of whatever age limit.
We saw a study last night. We actually didn't get to talk about it on the air because it kind of came in towards the end of the show. But we saw a study of, I think it was Canadian teenagers, that they were asked questions on an anonymous survey that asked questions about their drug use habits. Mm-hmm. And they included caffeine and alcohol, as well as nicotine, on this particular survey. Actually, maybe caffeine wasn't on it. Nicotine and alcohol were on. Alcohol was by far the number one most used drug of teenagers, with something like 82% of kids.
That's not surprising.
Crazy.
That was like the 12th and 11th and 12th year.
82%?
Yeah.
That's a lot of lawbreakers. They're all breaking the law, and they have no respect for the law, do they?
Well, I for one, I don't know what all the laws are up in Canada.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's you can't drink under 21.
I think that, I personally believe that 18-year-olds should be able to drink. I mean, if you can join the military and take a bullet in your head for George Bush's foreign policy, then I think you should be able to drink.
Makes perfect sense.
But I think it's 18 in Canada.
And I think that 18 and under should be able to drink in their homes, under the supervision of an adult,
mm-hmm.
a parent.
Why can't they drink somewhere else?
I wouldn't necessarily. I would let cops enforce that, you know.
Hmm. But if it's my bar.
I mean, I just think it's kind of retarded. Like, I was able to sign my life away by buying my first house before I was able to even drink alcohol, and I thought that was pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face to adults. I mean, when you're 18 to 21, you're considered a legal adult, but it's literally a legal slap in the face, saying, "Oh, you're wise enough to make all these other choices, but drinking,
Well, these binge drinking, the binge drinking at colleges, that's such a terrible thing right now. This is caused by the 21 limit.
Absolutely.
The fact is, now they pregame, you know, they drink 7, 8, 9 servings of alcohol in the dorm room before they go out for the evening. And then they bring a flask along with them, so they try to pound as much alcohol as possible instead of going to a bar and consuming alcohol normally. You know, there's no beer funneling and beer bonging or whatever I don't even know what the terms are.
Right.
There's no beer funneling going on at bars. They don't do that.
That whole culture just disappears there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is that Mads, 21-year-old, drinking age policy has caused binging on college campuses. And college administrators will tell you this crap up and down. This is the truth. Now, I just can't see making it, but I think that 18 is a good age. Let's try that, because
you're just going to have problems with high schoolers doing the same thing. I mean, that's why it's so popular. For the same reason it's so popular.
High schoolers
in college,
at least live at home. That's the difference.
I understand, but every time the parents go away, that's when they have the open house parties, and people mm-hmm. come in there and they get drunk and they crash their cars on their way home because it's cool to drink in America. American kids love to get drunk because it's bad. Yeah. They're not supposed to do that.
In England, actually, you can drink any age, and at 16 years old, I think you can drink in pubs.
David, when did you have your first drink? Europe.
When did I have my first drink?
Yeah.
Probably like maybe 11 or 12. I remember my uncle let me have a little sweet.
When was the first time you got drunk?
Drunk? I would say 16.
Same
16.
Here.
So, yeah, 16, same here for me.
I got really
15
wasted.
For me.
So we're all lawbreakers. We're all lawless. What's the point of 18, man? Which, it's so silly. David, thanks for the call. 800-259-9222.
If I would have been under the supervision of an adult, it would have been different.
I agree with that. I'm fine with being under the supervision of an adult. I just think that it's silly to tell kids they can't do things, because that just means they're going to want to go.
I mean a real adult, not a 19-year-old adult, just so you know.
More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And in this photo, it's not just any old photo. They actually prove in the photo that they listen to Free Talk Live. And that typically involves them holding up some sort of signage that references the show. And they send it to us. We put them up on our website on the Shrine. So check it out. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. Anybody who's female qualifies for the Shrine of Female Listeners. And I know you had an email, Manwich, in regards to the Shrine. So if you want to pull that up, I'd like to get to it tonight.
Wait, do you want to hear it now?
Well, if you have it now, that's why I'm saying pull it up.
It's from Oakley.
Ready. Good for you.
Oakley Down Under. Hi, Manwich. I'm with you when it comes to the Shrine of Female Listeners. I have nothing against transgenders. This is about the transgender, transsexual,
transgender,
whatever it is.
Yes, right. Yes.
In our currently in our shrine, which I'd like to show, this proves how little control I have over the show, because I disagree completely with this fella being in the shrine.
Right. To just to define things, this transgendered individual calling himself Bridget was born a male, is still a male, but believes he is a she. And, like, full-on acts as though and looks kind of looks feminine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that
he's very effeminate.
Right. I'm sure that, his whole life has lived as a woman.
That's true.
But
so I admitted her to the shrine, and this is what this is in reference to.
Okay. my cousin went from Larry to Lori, so I can empathize with their situation. I don't know anybody who's ever done this, just to be clear.
I do, actually.
Do you? Great.
And aunt / uncle of mine.
Yeah, that's interesting. They may talk of how they always felt like women, but I'm sorry. That's just their interpretation. What they feel is feminine, whatever that might mean to them.
Mm.
As a woman, one who has just had horrific monthly cramping, I am offended that it takes... Go ahead. What are you
going to say? That has to be the most persuasive point that you have on your side, Manwich. The idea that to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners, you have to be able to have a period.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that is something...
Is that the official prerequisite?
I don't know. I just think it's
two X chromosomes.
I just think it's persuasive, that's all. Because that is definitely something that, no matter how effeminate Bridget feels, he's never felt.
Yes.
In his whole life.
I am offended that all it takes to be a woman is to chop off your willy and put pink carpet in your house. That's what my cousin did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she goes on to make some other salient points, but I think that's really it. You know, the fact is, I could feel like a chicken. I could always have felt like a chicken. And if I took a feather duster and jammed it in my butt, would I suddenly be a chicken, Jason?
I would say no.
I mean, it doesn't matter. If I had the feather duster surgically implanted so that it wouldn't come out, would I then be a chicken?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the measures you would go through in order to make yourself appear to be a chicken.
The question is, should we remove Bridget from the shrine?
I think that Bridget, I'm certain, is a great individual. But, this is where the whole, listeners take control thing and they can build their own shrine.
By the way, I actually made a mistake. She sent a picture in that appeared to be a shrine picture. She's got a sign. She's validated and everything.
Uh-huh.
But she claims that she never really intended it for it to be on the shrine.
Okay.
But I went ahead and put it up there.
She said that it was a joke, right?
No, she didn't say it was a joke. She was just sending in a picture.
Okay.
So I put her up on the shrine because she looks like a woman. She thinks she's a woman.
Good enough for Ian.
I felt like that was good enough. Jason, since you're the third party here tonight, how do you feel about all this?
Well, she's not a woman. She kind of looks like one, but I don't know. Let's talk after...
She acts and behaves like one, and...
Well, let's talk after an operation.
I thought there was an operation. No, there is no operation.
This is pre-op.
Well, then that's...
She is growing breasts.
Totally not appropriate.
Okay.
Which means she's probably taking estrogen, or I don't know how you do that.
Sorry.
She's growing breasts.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well, there are plenty of fellows.
So are fat guys.
Right.
I'm sorry. No.
All right.
So is Hulk Hogan.
So you guys are both... Okay, the board operator's saying leave her. You guys are both saying get rid of her.
Well, I don't really have any... I can't say I really have any feelings to the point where I would want to remove her, but it's kind of... I don't know.
I don't feel like we're going to have a glut of submissions from transgendered people. I don't think this is going to start a trend. I feel like, she has
sullies the shrine to some extent.
Yeah, I think as long as the Shriners who are already there, who are actual females, if they are put off by this, then I would say take her off. Or take him off, rather.
This is a letter, by the way, from a Shriner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who is it?
Oakley from Down Under. The woman with the
koalas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, her name's not Oakley.
Well, she's from Brisbane, and I have to say that, from what I remember, that woman was from Brisbane, and I think it's the same woman.
We're going to have to figure out a way to figure out, because now I'm kind of ambivalent about it. I'm not sure which way I want to go on it. I can definitely see, I think the period point is really strong. I mean, because that really is a defining hallmark of a woman. Is it possible? Are there women out there that just don't get them?
Yes, they're called postmenopausal women.
Beyond, the, I mean, as far as
never
pre
got
age 40, never.
Have well, then that would be pre-adolescent women.
Okay, so every woman get there's like no freak
some
women out there.
That, athletic women can can skip a few sometimes due to just
you know, working out so hard the testosterone levels are so high in their bodies that...
But you can go a couple months without having one.
Our board operator, by the way, can't figure out which one she is. He's looking on the ground. So we're going to have to post a poll or something like this. We're going to have to let the listeners decide on this one, I think, because we're split. I'm not sure right now, and I want to know what you guys think. So during this, sometime during the show tonight, we'll put a poll up at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. And we will find out what you think. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're still inside hour number one here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of an agenda. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out via your email box if you're on the updates list. And you can join up by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. David called in earlier about drugs. And he wanted to talk about drugs. And so we talked about drugs. And one of the things about drugs is if you're rich, it's a lot easier to use drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can get better ones.
Yeah, yep. It's just more convenient. You don't have to. I mean, if you're rich, you can afford them all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go down and rob people and steal car stereos and pawn them in order to get your fix. So that's one way that you benefit being a rich
prescription,
right? Those kind of drugs, yes. I'm talking about the illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, why if you're wealthy enough, why would you bother with the illegal drugs?
Well, because there are some prescription drugs that they just don't match the illegal drugs. Can you go out and get a prescription drug that works like ecstasy does? Can you go out and get
ecstasy?
A...
No.
Okay, that's my point then.
Well, okay.
So if you're rich, makes it a
but
lot
just
easier.
Just about everything else.
Right. And here's something else that points out how nice it is, how simple it is for a rich person to just simply deal with drug charges. Art Garfunkel is the person in question here.
Hmm.
He was caught in, of all places, Woodstock, New York.
Hmm.
Did he originally play at Woodstock?
No.
Simon Garfunkel?
No.
No, okay. Well, singer Art Garfunkel, who pleaded guilty last year to pot possession in upstate New York, was charged again on Sunday after a marijuana cigarette was allegedly found in the ashtray of his car.
I suppose you could say he heard the sound of sirens.
The sound of silence.
Oh, right. I see.
The sound of sirens.
Couldn't call Mrs. Robinson on this one to help him out. The,
Mrs. Robinson.
I was smoking my little joint.
63-year-old Garfunkel, who lives in Manhattan, was charged after being pulled over for failing to stop his vehicle at a stop sign, according to a local newspaper. Upon approaching Garfunkel's car, a trooper noticed a strong odor of marijuana, and a subsequent search turned up a joint in the ashtray. Art Garfunkel was issued a ticket. How many people get issued tickets for this?
The Art Garfunkel of the world, apparently.
Yeah, really. I mean, maybe I'm just living in a fantasy land here, but I was under the impression that most people who get caught with any amount of marijuana in their car tend to get arrested.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the Poe folks who get pulled over with marijuana in their
people
car.
People driving beaters and things like that.
Yeah.
People with long hair. Those kind of people.
People who don't have... big bouffant orange afros.
He was issued a ticket and is due back in court on September 22nd. In January of 2004, Garfunkel was charged with marijuana possession after state police stopped his limousine for speeding, which is at least they're stopping the limousine. I mean, at least I'll give the cops credit for that. Usually they just ignore the people in the BMWs and the Lexus, the Lexi?
No, it's Lexus. I've asked the people at the Lexus dealership, and it's Lexuses.
Anyway, so they stopped him, and apparently it was also near Woodstock. In that case, he pleaded guilty and paid $200 in fines. Now, $200 in fines, even if that's what other people were charged with, which usually it's not, usually they get probation and mandatory drug treatment and all this other crap. But $200 is more difficult for a poor person to come up with than it is for Art Garfunkel to come up with. So,
absolutely.
Yes, be rich and use drugs. You're pretty much safe. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.